She showed us her arms, and we saw with horror that her skin was black and blue where she had been beaten. But he has hurt me more in other ways. While I thought he loved me, I accepted many things. But he doesn't love me. He has used me.
"Then help us now," said Holmes. "Tell us where he has gone."
"There is an old house on an island in the middle of the marsh," she said. "He kept his hound there. He also had the house ready in case he needed to escape. He will be there, I'm sure."
"Nobody could find his way into the Grimpen Marsh in this fog tonight," said Holmes, looking out of the window.
The fog lay like white wool against the glass, and we knew we could not try to follow him until it cleared. We decided to take Sir Henry back to Baskerville Hall. We had to tell him everything about the Stapletons, and he was deeply hurt when he heard the truth about the woman he loved. The news that she was married, and the awful fear he had experienced, brought on a fever. We sent for Dr. Mortimer, who came and sat with Sir Henry throughout the night. On the following morning, Miss Stapleton took us to the path through the marsh. The fog had lifted, and she showed us the sticks which she and her husband had put in to mark the way. We followed them through the marsh, which smelled of dying plants. The wet ground pulled at our feet as we walked.